The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, Adams Central and St. Cecilia will renew their basketball rivalry at Patriots Gym. The Hawkettes are 16-3 on the season and have won 7 games in a row.
On the near sideline is Sheehy, and she holds it. Out of Nicola, top of the key, dribbles it down the lane. Running one-hander is up there and in. Morgan Nicola, she's in double figures now. She's got 10 points, and the Hawkettes have opened up a 32-23 lead.
Meanwhile, the St. Cecilia boys have won 11 of their last 12 games, while the Patriots are 12-9.
Anderson gets the ball away to Bullen. Not a warm stat for three. Shines up there. It's good. Tyler Wormstadt, a one-man wrecking crew tonight for the Patriots. He's got 12 points on 4 three-pointers.
It's Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take you courtside, where Mike Will is standing by.
Again, everybody, welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Good matchup here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Patriots out of Adams Central. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you tonight. Again, St. Cecilia has won 7 games in a row. The Blue Hawks are sitting at 16-3 on the season. St. Cecilia losing 3 games right in a row back there in that big critical week in January when they dropped games to Grand Island Northwest, to Minden, and to Kearney Catholic. They have won 7 games in a row since then, including 3 games in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. At the end of last month, at the beginning of this month, St. Cecilia knocking off Lincoln Christian in the tournament 46-28, beating Omaha Concordia 48-36, and beating Bishop Newman in the championship ball game 65-57. They come back with 2 wins since then over Grand Island Central Catholic last week 54-27, and beating Lincoln Lutheran on Saturday by a score of 53-41. For the Adams Central Patriots, they come in a mark of 9 wins, 12 losses on the season. It's been kind of a season of injury plagued basketball for Adams Central this year. They've had 3 or 4 players in and out of the starting lineup throughout much of the season. In fact, they're still nursing some injuries, and a couple of players will not see action tonight. Patriots coming off of a 1-1 performance during the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. They beat Arcadia Loup City in the opening round by 40, 56-16, and then getting beat by Kearney Catholic, the number one ranked team in Class C1, still undefeated on the season at 21-0. They lost to them by a score of 60-19. So the girls' game is up first in our girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight here at the Patriots Gym between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze. We'll come back and chat with the coaches right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for the girls' game. Central and St. Cecilia. Spent a couple of minutes with Tim Marker, the head man at Adams Central, and coach sitting at 9-12 in the season, go 1-1 in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Ran into Kearney Catholic, but also picked up a win. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we really battled to try and get on the other side of the bracket, and I think that was the whole thing going on for everybody in our conference, was to try and get on the other side of the bracket, and because most of the teams on the other side of the bracket had a chance to get to that championship game, and most of the games on that other side were close. There were some overtime games, but there were all some really competitive, close games. And the poor folks that got on the side of Kearney Catholic just met with a team that's really good, and they just keep coming after you. And if you can't keep up with them scoring-wise, then you're going to slowly fall behind, and then the lead gets to where, you know, it's something that you can't deal with at that point in time or in 4 quarters of time. And, you know, they're just a really good team, and they showed that as they dominated our conference.
1-5 out of your last 7, so it looks like you're playing a little bit better down the stretch.
Yeah, we are. You know, we've kind of, you know, gotten used to the players who are available, and they're getting significant time, and they've kind of figured out their role. That's something that I've been talking about, is, you know, everybody trying to get that figured out. And you know, we've played hard in several big games and have done a good job on the boards and have been able to score some points. So, you know, we've found our way into the win column a little bit over the last several games, and you know, the girls have just been working really hard and doing a lot of good things out there. You know, we're still a little shorthanded, but, you know, we'll play with who we have.
the story for Adams Central all season long has been injuries. You're getting a few folks back, but when they've been gone for 3-4 weeks, it's kind of tough to get them back in the rotation.
It is, you know, and I feel bad for them. You know, injuries in high school or actually even college, you know, everybody runs to the end of their time at some point. Either you're done in high school, you're done in college, and the time goes really fast. So to miss a month of time, especially in January, is really tough. But we have a few players that are working to get back. Hannah Fleischer's working to get back. And, you know, the timing thing is just so difficult and figuring out how you fit in and you know, just the overall play in general. And Emily Crable is getting back to where she's playing a little bit more again. And Jackie is slowly getting back into practice a little bit also. But it's just tough when you've been off that long and trying to come back and get in. Everybody else is at the end of the season, and they've been playing for 2.5 months and, you know, are on the run. So it's a challenge to try and make it back.
You face a team tonight that is on a run. St. Cecilia playing pretty well right now. What impresses you most about their team?
Well, it's kind of the same thing, as just a relentless team that keeps constant pressure on you and has the ability to score a lot of points. And if you, you know, aren't able to keep up with them scoring-wise, they can blow you out of the game in a hurry. You've got to make sure you take care of the ball. They do a great job of taking care of the ball and not turning it over. And, you know, they really have done a good job of really playing the game. You know, when their sets or things break down, they do a good job of creating on their own, and, you know, just have been really impressive. Three real solid scorers out there, and then, you know, four more kids that can come in and get things done as well.
Yeah, Clara Hamburger, Chanel Farmer, Morgan Nicola, it's like a plug in a dam. Any one of those girls can probably go off on 15, 20 points a night.
Yeah, they can, and it, they all pass the ball really well. They, you know, they share the ball well. They cut. You know, they know where their teammates are going to be. They do a good job using the corners and spreading teams out. You know, they're just a really effective team. Morgan's a really good passer inside in the post and can also ball fake and get to the rim. And you know, she picks up a lot of her own misses and gets those on putbacks and sometimes a free throw to go with it. So they're just a solid group of players that, you know, they have good height, you know, to really get out and challenge guards. And, you know, maybe not a lot of height inside, but as much pressure as their guards put on people, the ball doesn't make it inside a lot.
So how do you attack this team tonight? You got to, number one, probably limit your turnovers against this team, don't you?
Yeah, that's the number one thing. We've got to do a better job of handling the ball when they come up in a press or try and, you know, run and jump a little bit after made free throws. Or they can run and jump a lot out of a lot of different situations, just smart defensive players. And biggest thing is we've got to know when those traps are coming and be able to move the ball around and not be stubborn and dribble into them and get caught. Because once you do get caught, they do a great job of jumping in the passing lanes and taking those away and then getting easy baskets. And then, you know, if you have to go down and battle and run your offense and you're giving up easy baskets on the other side, it really gets frustrating.
How do you knock this team off tonight?
Well, number one is we've got to knock down some shots. We've got to have players that are going to take shots when they're open and not hesitate. And we've got to have more players that are dual threat on the outside that'll take shots on the outside and also will drive the lane. That's kind of what we've had the last five, six games where we've been able to get some things done. And we didn't have that against Kearney Catholic, and so we weren't able to score points. And so that'll be important for our players to play with confidence and be a dual threat out there, not just standing around the three-point line.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike.
Jim Margaret, head coach for Adams Central. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight as we get you sent for St. Cecilia at Adams Central and girls high school basketball. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coaches the team rolling along, boy, seven in a row since you had that tough week with three straight losses. This team is starting to pick up power right where they kind of left off.
Yeah, we are. We've had a good stretch here where we're playing well. Our defense is really playing very good defense. And our conference tournament, we did that against some really, very good teams offensively. And so we like the position we're in here. Now we have two games left and want to keep things, you know, the momentum rolling and keep things going.
won the conference tournament, then came back last week with two wins over Grand Island Central Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran, and just continued to play well.
Yeah, and Lutheran was a good challenge for us. They're a good team, a solid team, had a great post player. And, you know, GICC is always dangerous at their place. So it was two good wins for us last week, and now we have the crosstown rival, Adams Central, and then finish off the year with Sutton. So we want to not have a letdown here in these last two games.
Claire Hamburger, 21 points against Lincoln Lutheran. She just continues to get better.
She does, and she really looks to score at the right times, and that's one thing she understands is she's one of our scorers, and she's going to look and try to score and give us points on the scoreboard. And a lot of times it's tough to get athletes and especially high school players to understand that role, and she's doing a really very good job of it.
Like you said, two games left tonight with Adams Central, and then you finish things off the regular season against Sutton. What do you tell your ball club for the final week of the season when you got sub-districts looming next week?
Well, we just can't have a letdown. I think a lot of it just comes down to energy and want to. You know, you have to go out there and want the game, and whoever usually wants those loose balls and wants those extra rebounds will get them. And so that's one thing we're telling them this last week is we got to have the energy and go out there and not, you know, not look past these opponents because of their record or because we think they're not a good team, because, you know, on a given night anything can happen.
Obviously, two wins, the most important thing this final week, but is there something you guys like to kind of brush up on before some's getting away next week?
Well, I think our bench is coming along. Josie Prevett's done a nice job since she started back with the team, and she's gotten into shape. And Lil Sheehy's finally getting back on track. She was in a slump there for a little while. And I think just keep, you know, try to stay healthy. Chandra Farmer's fighting a little bit of a sore thumb. You know, hadn't practiced, I think it was last week very much. And just want to stay healthy and stay sharp and just take things as they go.
What about the Adams Central bunch here tonight? They come in 9-12 in the season, but it looks like a team that's starting to play a little bit better down the stretch.
Yeah, they're a little bit hot and cold all year. They play with a lot of intensity and energy, and they really attack the basket, do a nice job of attacking the basket. And that's one thing we have to take care of tonight. We got to keep them from driving the ball into the lane and keep them on the perimeter. I think some teams have had some success against them. They're not the greatest three-point shooting team, and so we want to just try to force them into things they don't want to do.
It's a team that might be a little bit turnover-prone, too, the games that we have seen. Is this a team that you guys plan to pressure a lot?
Yes and no. I mean, I thought they did a nice job against Minden in the first quarter. Minden was all over them in full court. They had a turnover here and there, but they did a nice job of attacking Minden's pressure. And so it's a give and take. Whatever's working for us, we're going to try to stay with, and if not, we're going to adjust it.
Just got to play your game tonight, Ed.
That's what you hope, and you always have to make shots. And it seems for some reason or another, when we play at Adams Central, we don't have the highest shooting percentage. I don't know if it's their gym or whatnot, but you got to make some shots and take care of the ball. Just the same old story, boring coach's story that coaches talk, but we're going to have to do those things tonight to win.
Okay, go ahead today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at Patriots Gym here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, as we get set for Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The girls' game is up first. The boys will follow at about 7:45 here tonight, getting off to a little bit of a late start because of the length of the junior varsity games here tonight. St. Cecilia is 16-3 on the season. The Hawkettes rank in the top 10 in both Metro newspapers in Class C2. Adams Central is 9-12 in the season. The Hawkettes are averaging 51.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 37.7 on the defensive end. Adams Central is averaging 43.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 46.6 on the defensive end. Leading scores for Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger averaging 16 points per ball game. Chandra Farmer averaging 14.8 points per ball game for the Hawkettes. For the Patriots of Adams Central, their leading scorer so far this year has been Josie Bumgarter. She is averaging 11.1 points per ball game. Time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Patriots of Adams Central tonight, they're going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed lettered in the blue and the red here tonight. They will start this way. It'll be number 13, Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman, a 5'5" junior. She's averaging 6.2 points per ball game, 1.4 rebounds per game. Josie Bumgardner, a 5'7" junior. Bumgardner averaging 11.1 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Meredith LeMaster is a 5'8" senior, averaging 1.6 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Alexis Grimmett is a 5'9" senior, Grimmett averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per game. Carly Bostock will be the other starter, a 6-foot junior. Bostock averaging 4 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. For St. Cecilia, Little Sheehy, 5'7" and a sophomore, averaging 3 points, 2 rebounds per game. Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a junior. Hamburger averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds per game. Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" and sophomore. Farmer averaging 14.8 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Carly Wright, 5'8" junior. Wright averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. Then Morgan Nicola, 6-foot senior. Nicola averaging 8.9 points, 6.8 rebounds, and 6 assists per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So the Hawkins come out. They're dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hawkins and Adams Central are just two games remaining in the regular season. St. Cecilia has Adams Central and Sutton coming up this week. Meanwhile, the Adams Central Patriots, they've got St. Cecilia and Ravenna, and then it's on into sub-district basketball beginning next Tuesday. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Adams Central. The Patriots will shoot to our basket to our right. Hawkins expected to play tough man-to-man pressure defense here in this ball game here tonight. Here's Bostock with the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Alexis Grimmett. Grimmett holds the ball. Here's a pass out on top. As Brittany Wiseman with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Entry pass to get it inside to Grimmett. Her shot's up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger of Easting St. Cecilia. One shot and done as the Patriots drop back on defense. They'll start off with a man-to-man affair as well. Sandra Farmer has got it over here to Carly Wright on the wing. Out to Farmer to the free throw line. Josie Prevent, who gets the start here tonight. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here. A turnover on St. Cecilia with the ball is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman brings it back into the offensive zone to Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner dribbles to the right side of the lane. Stops, throws up a 12-footer. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Running down the right sideline, Claire Hamburger. Hamburger takes the ball over the basket and scores. Hamburger scored 21 the other day in their win over Lincoln Lutheran. She's averaging 16 points per ball game. And it's a 2-0 ball game. The Hawkettes are out on top with 6:43 to play here in the first quarter. There's a long-range jumper put up there, no good, by Bumgardner. Rebound comes down to Nicola of Easting St. Cecilia. Back to Chandra Farmer. Dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it down low to Josie Prevent. They threw it too far, out of bounds. Turnover number 2 on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia now applying some pressure here in backcourt with Chandra Farmer bringing the ball up. It's going to be Brittany Wiseman. Stops here on the right side of the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Brittany Wiseman. First turnover on the Patriots. Adams Central been kind of turnover prone all season long. They're averaging about 15 turnovers per ball game, forcing 7 on the defensive end. 2-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of the Patriots here tonight in girls high school basketball. On the wing is Carly Wright. 200 pass comes out to Farmer, to Nicola. Not a Hamburger. Shot for 3, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Wright. Gets it back to Nicola. She keeps the ball alive. Nicola on the wing on the left side. Entry pass down low. Hamburger grabs the ball. Goes up. Her shot to be blocked down. Blocked down by LeMaster. As recovered by Meredith LeMaster here for Adams Central. With the basketball now is going to be Wiseman. Dribbles to the near sideline. Works against Farmer. Wiseman moves it down to the baseline. She's double teamed. Bounce pass goes inside. Her shot is up and in. Alexis Grimmett scoring there for Adams Central, and it's a 2-2 ball game. The Patriots and the Hawkins here tonight. Here's Carly Wright with the ball back on top. Farmer for 3, shot good. Chandra Farmer knocks down a 3-ball. She's hitting 38% of her 3-pointers so far this year, 50% from the field, and Farmer is averaging 14.8 points per ball game. knocks down a three here to give the Hawkins a 5-2 advantage. Adams Central comes back the other way. Bumgarner, she throws up a shot from 13. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger. Long pass ahead. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Josie Bumgarner getting her hands on it there, tipping the ball out of bounds. Into the ball game now will be Morgan Bradenkamp for the Adams Central Patriots. And also checking in for AC is going to be Elise Keller. So Keller is into the ball game as well. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be shot up and in. Claire Hamburger scores. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. St. Cecilia is out to a quick 7-2 lead here in the ball game. We played about 3 minutes here in this one. Got 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter from the Patriot gym at Adams Central. There's a Bradenkamp with the ball back out of the wing. A long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgardner. Rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Pass ahead to Farmer. Farmer kicks it back out. Nicola, her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Bumgardner. Bumgarner's got the ball for the Adams Central Patriots. Brings it across the 10-second line, and now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. We've got our first timeout of the ball game. It comes with 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 7, Adams Central 2.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. Also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. St. Cecilia out to a quick 7-2 lead over the Patriots. Here's Keller with the ball, Elise Keller. Left side of the lane, bounce pass comes out on top, driving down the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgarner, but she's going to draw a personal foul in there. The foul is going to go on Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to whistle this one on Sheehy. That's going to be your first. So little Sheehy picks up her first personal foul, first team foul in the Hawkettes. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Josie Bumgarner. She's a 62% foul shooter in the season. She's now hit 38 out of 60 free throws this season. Second one is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. So it's a 7-3 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. Sheehy has got it. Comes out on top to Hamburger on the wing right side. That's Farmer. Cross-court pass comes over here to Sheehy. 15-footer is up there. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Bumgarner of Adams Central. So Josie has the ball down for the Patriots. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Bumgarner will be picked up there by Nicola defensively for St. Cecilia. Here's Elise Keller with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Has it knocked loose. Picks her back up. Comes out to Bostock. Comes across the top now to Bumgarner. Drives the ball down the lane. A running one-hander is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of Hastings St. Cecilia. That's the third turnover already for Claire Hamburger. Here comes the Hawkins back. Farmer fires up a three ball. It's up there and in. Second three-pointer in the ball game for Sandra Farmer. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. And the Hawkins are out to an early 10-3 lead in this one. 10-3 is the score. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Here's a Josie Bumgarner now for the Patriots. Comes over here to Hannah Fleischer, who's into the ball game. Fleischer has been nursing an injury all season long herself. Into the ball game right now. Bumgarner drives it down the lane, and her shot is up there and in. Josie Bumgarner's first field goal of the ball game. Now 10-5. Here's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds. St. Cecilia turns it away as they come back the other way. That's the third turnover on the Hawkins here in the ball game. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is 10-5. It's Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. AC coming back with the ball. Here's Elise Keller. She brings it into the offensive zone, gets away from Farmer. Here's a free throw line jumper. It's up there short, no good. Keller tries to save the ball from going out of bounds, but can't get to it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. We've got the boys game coming up next between the Blue Hawks and the Patriots here tonight. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Mackenzie Gangwish. Going out will be Elise Keller. So Gangwish comes into the ball game, averaging 2 points and 2.3 points per ball game. A 5'3" and sophomore for head coach Tim Marker. 10-5 the score. St. Cecilia is out on top. Here's Claire Hamburger down on the baseline. Her running one-hander is up there and in. Hamburger scores. She's got 3 points. Actually, she got three field goals and 6 points. Farmers got the other 6 points here for St. Cecilia. It's now a 12-5 ball game. The Hawkins have the lead. Here's Weinsman right at the free throw line. Out to Gangwish. Her shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Gangwish throws up a three-pointer from the right side. It's now a 12-8 ball game. The Patriots are back to within 4 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. There's Farmer out here in three-point territory. Entry pass. They get it to the free throw line to Schwenka. Schwenka, not a hamburger. Inside, there's a shot taken by Josie Prevenska. Be blocked down there. Blocked down by Adam Central's Alexis Grimmett. Back the other way comes Braden Camp. Down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. Weisman has got it. Leaves it down in the corner. Now to Braden Camp. They work the ball inside. A shot taken there by Grimmett. No good. Rebound Grimmett. Follow shot is up and in. Alexis Grimmett on the offensive boards and the putback. It's now a 12-10 ball game. The Hawkins with a two-point lead. Adam Central has now gone to his own defense here. 12-10. We're under 2 minutes to play. In the first quarter, a shot by Hamburger is up and in. Hamburger hits a three ball from the right side. That's one way to get Adam Central out of the zone. Hamburger's now got 9 points in the ball game. And bam, just like that, it's a 15-10 ball game. Adam Central trailing in the ball game. Grimmett comes out on top with a basketball there. It's going to be Mackenzie Gangwish dribbling with the ball. She comes across the top. That's Braden Camp with the ball. Braden Camp moves it left to right across the top of the key. Bounce pass comes inside to Grimmett. Now to Gangwish again. Gangwish cross-court pass goes over to Fleischer. Drives the ball toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled on the play. Anna Fleischer going to the basket there. She was fouled on the play by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Nicola. Also coming in for the Hawkins will be Carly Wright. 15-10. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass into Grimmett. A little five-footer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. So Grimmett misses the easy one. Hamburger gets the rebound. Streaks it back the other way to Nicola. Outside down to Wright. Her 15-footer. Good. Carly Wright scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And it is now a 17-10 ball game in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. There's Bumgardner with the ball behind the screen. Bumgardner moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane, now stops. Ball tipped away by Hamburger. Bumgardner picks it back up. You'll see Bumgardner on the dribble, moves it to the right elbow. Long pass goes inside Grimmett. He's got it, it's knocked away, picked up by Grimmett, sends it outside now to Bumgardner, back inside to Grimmett. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball being tapped around, it's picked up here by Carly Wright. 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 17-10 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Farmer with the ball now for the Hawkins. Cross-court pass to Hamburger. Bombs away for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Wright. Offensive board to Wright. Out to Farmer. Now to Hamburger. Dribbles the ball toward the basket. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Claire Hamburger will go to the free throw line here. Fouled in the play by Josie Bumgardner of Adams Central. First foul in Bumgardner, and the first team foul on the Patriots in the first quarter of play. 17-10. The Hawkins out on top of Adams Central tonight. Hamburger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger's already got 10 points in the ballgame. Hamburger's averaging 16.2 in the season. Into the contest now will be Brittany Magners for the St. Cecilia Hawkins. Here comes the next shot. It's up there by Hamburger. It is good. He's now got 11. It's a 19-10 ballgame now in favor of the Hawkins, and we're still in the first quarter of play. Maddie Schwenka comes into the ball game now, racing St. Cecilia. Inbounding the ball is going to be Bumgardner to the near sideline. Fleischer has got it. Hannah brings it down the near sideline, cuts it toward the rack to the basket. She goes. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Schwenka. Schwenka now to Nicola to the near side. Cross-court pass, nearly intercepted. Wright grabs it. 15-footer off of the baseline, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 19, Adams Central 10. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Orr, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One
one-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 19-10 the score. Girls High School basketball, St. Cecilia with the lead over Adams Central. St. Cecilia with the opening possession, but they threw the ball away. Now a jump ball is going to be called down here. Bobby Swick is tied up in the play there by the Patriots, so a jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the fourth time here in the first half. They've got a 19-10 lead over Adams Central here in this one as the Hawkeyes scored the last 7 points in the first quarter. There's an entry pass down low. It's shot by Grimm. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called here on Nicola. Morgan Nicola picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 3 on the Hawkeyes. And going to the free throw line for the Adams Central Patriots is going to be, well, see, this is going to be Alexis Grimmett. And the first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Grimmett, a 61% foul shooter in the season. She's 51 out of 82 now. Adams Central is a team hitting 56%. Grimmett gets her second free throw to go down, and the Hawkeyes lead is now 7 points, 19-12, with 7.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. She's got the ball to Nicola outside to right, now left side of the wing. Maddie Schwenka, her pass is deflected. It comes from the near sideline. Schwenka picks it back up. Down to Carly Wright. 200 pass goes over to Sheehy on the wing. Sheehy works over there against LeMaster. Bounce pass goes in to the side to Josie Prevett. Her pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Prevett trying to bring it across the lane, right to left down here in the baseline, and threw the basketball away. 5 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Prevett comes out. Here comes Monty Swinka out of the ballgame now for the Hawkeyes. We're going to have Claire Hamburger coming back into the ballgame. There's Adam Central with the ball. Bostock has got it. Her pass could be deflected. It's picked up by Nicola. Second turnover on Adams Central as Nicola grabs the ball. Down to Hamburger, down in the corner, down to Chanel Farmer. Chanel holds the ball, takes a three-pointer, shot is up and in. Just kind of left her hanging out there in the deep right corner. Chanel says, why not? Takes the long-range three, and she dials that one up from a different area code. 22-12 is the score now. Hawkeyes with a 10-point lead, 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter from the Patriots gym tonight. Inbound pass, their entry pass is going to be intercepted. That's going to be the third turnover on Adams Central. Farmer has got the ball back now for St. Cecilia. Farmer off to Sheehy, back out to Farmer. Sheehy on the wing, moves it down on the baseline. There's Nicola with the ball. Nicola dribbles once, comes out on top. Farmer looked at the three-pointer, but passed it up. Comes over here to Hamburger. She'll take the three. Her shot good. Claire Hamburger nails a three-pointer. She's now got 14 points already. That's a 25-12 ball game. The Hawkeyes out on top by 13 points here in this one. Down to 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Meredith LeMaster. Cross-court pass comes over here to Bumgardner. Down in the corner, there's Wiseman for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Sheehy in the corner. Sheehy gets the ball away to Farmer. She races back the other direction. Chandra Farmer comes over to Nicola down on the baseline. That's Hamburger. Drives, shoots, and she draws the personal foul. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for the Hawkeyes. Foul is going to go on the Adams Central Patriots at a 5:42 mark. Alexis Grimmett picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 2 on the Patriots. And it's out from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in by Claire Hamburger. A great stop for Claire. A great start for Claire. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. Into the contest now is going to be Melody O'Callaghan for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Sheehy will come to the bench. Hamburger to the line. Hamburger, a 66% foul shooter. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. So the Patriots are trailing now by 14 points. This is the biggest lead of the ball game, obviously, by AC here, rather by St. Cecilia at the 5:34 mark. AC has got the ball in the wing. Brittany Wiseman comes out to Bumgarner. Back to Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. She banks one home from the left side. Brittany Wiseman knocks down a three. That's the second three-pointer of the ball game for the Patriots. It is now 26-15. Cross-court pass comes to Hamburger. Now to Nicola inside the free throw circle. Farmer has got it. Two-handed pass comes back out here to Farmer. Farmer holding the ball. Farmer puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. Comes over to Farmer. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball being swatted around. It's picked up by Wright on the baseline, and she'll be fouled in the play. Kylie Bostock is going to be the guilty party here. She picks up a foul. That's going to be the first one on Bostock. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line is going to be Carly Wright. Wright's got 2 points so far tonight and a field goal. Her first free throw attempt dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. Carly Wright's just a 45% foul shooter on the season. She's now 10 out of 21 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Bostock. 27-15 is the score. Adams Central is trailing by 12 points here. Here's a three-pointer put up there from the left side. It's good by Brittany Wiseman. She knocks down her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And the Patriots are back to within 9. It is 27-18. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym tonight. There's a pass over to Carly Wright, high right side. Wright brings it back here. The pass could be over the head of Farmer. The ball's going to be brought down here by Bumgarner. She drives, shoots, and scores. Bumgarner gets the interception, and he scores on the offensive end. Bumgarner now with 5 points in the ballgame. That's 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Here's Nicola. Her pass could be deflected out of bounds by Bumgarner. We're down to a 27-20 ballgame now. The Hawkins have a 7-point lead with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out to Nicola, right back down on the baseline. The hamburger shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes out of Adams Central. You'll see Bumgarner with the ball for the Patriots now. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia has gone back to a man-to-man defense. They flash zone for a couple of possessions there. There's Elise Keller with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline. Mishandled. Fleischer picks it back up. Fleischer gets it back out to Keller. Keller looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Ball knocked loose. Keller picks it up on the baseline. Then her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer. She loses control of the ball and it's picked up by Fleischer. Fleischer has got it now for Adams Central. Down to Keller. She tries to drive the baseline and loses control of it. It's picked up here by Nicola. Long pass down the floor. Wright has got it just to the right of the basket. Back out to Nicola. Swings to the left side. Hamburger for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Ball being swatted around in the lane. Jump ball is going to be called. And a Fleischer is tied up in the play there by Carly Wright. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So we'll stay right here. Adams Central. Nope, St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket. There comes Braden Camp into the ball game now for Adams Central. And now we're going to have a timeout called here by Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. We've got a timeout now with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym, the score, Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Adams Central 20.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We are at the Patriots gym at Adams Central, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here tonight. As the Crosstown Rivals get together, this is the only first and only meeting between these two teams during the basketball season. Obviously, St. Cecilia playing in Class C2 this year, Adams Central in C1 in basketball. So the first and only meeting between these two teams. They expect a full house tonight here at the Patriots gym. In the girls' ball game, 27-20 is the score with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Hamburger plays things in. But it's going to be knocked down, and Elise Keller grabs it, flips it away to Alexis Grimmett. That's 8 turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ball game. 27-20. The Patriots can slice into the lead right here. Here's a Fleischer driving the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Grimmett. Follow shot is up there and in. Alexis Grimmett scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Adams Central has trimmed the lead down to just 5 points now at 27-22 with 3:06 to play in this one. We're in the second quarter. Carly Wright has got it. High right side comes out to Farmer. Sandra Farmer brings it back to Wright on the wing. Wright dribbling with the ball. Comes cross court now to Hamburger. Adams Central playing a good zone defense here. Down in the corner is Morgan Nicola. Moves to her left on a dribble. Throws it back out here to Hamburger. Down to Farmer on the near sideline. Right at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it inside to Josie Prevett. It's not going to be blocked down. Prevett takes the ball in the hole and had it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball as they will end it. Inbound it here baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's Nicola gets the ball to Hamburger in the lane. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Alexis Grimmett, so it's a 27-22 ball game. Adams Central is within 5 points of Hastings St. Cecilia. Wiseman gets away, dribbles to the free throw line. Almost traveled with the ball, gets it out to Keller. Keller moves it on the wing on the left side. She works over there against Carly Wright. Elise Keller now in trouble. Bounce pass comes out here. Hannah Fleischer comes across the top. That's Braden Camp with the ball. Now to Keller, top of the circle. Keller drives it to the free throw line, kicks it back out here. Braden Camp for three. She banks one home. Morgan Braden Camp banks home a three-pointer. And Adams Central is back within 2 points, 27-25, with 2 minutes to play here in the second period. There's Hamburger with the ball. Comes out to Farmer. Two-handed pass. Brings it back to Hamburger on the far sideline. Claire Hamburger moves to her left. On the dribble. Gets it out to Farmer. Now to Josie Prevett. To Hamburger on the far sideline. Skip pass comes out to Farmer. Adams Central is still in his zone defense. Down on the baseline. Carly Wright has got the ball. Carly Wright comes out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Dribbles the ball under the paint. Throws it out on the wing. Hamburger for three. Shot good. Claire Hamburger knocks down another three-pointer for St. Cecilia. She's got 18 points in the ball game here in the first half. 30-25, St. Cecilia with a five-point lead. Here's Wiseman. Nice pass down. Lois shot is up and in. Morgan Bradenkamp gets the field goal. Brittany Wiseman gets the assist. Bradenkamp now with 5 points in the ball game. That's now a 30-27 ball game in favor of the Hawkeyes. St. Cecilia with the ball with a minute and 9 seconds to play. Josie Prevett, turnaround jumper in the lane. Her shot no good. Ball swatted out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Bostock comes in. Also, Gangwish comes in. The Adams Central Patriots and also Elise Keller. There's a pass in the lane. Nickler shots up there. No good. This is the easy one, and the rebound comes down here to Bradenkamp. So it's 30-27. Adams Central can tie with another three-point field goal. Under a minute to play here in the second quarter. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball tipped away from Bostock, and the ball's recovered here by Josie Prevett. Second turnover, sixth turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. Here comes Nickler. Her pass can be deflected out of bounds. Trying to come over here on the wing. Josie Bumgarner knocks the ball out of bounds for Adams Central. St. Cecilia will play things in. 40.1 seconds to play. Hamburger gets it in to Farmer. Back to Hamburger. Back to Chanel Farmer between the circles. Hamburger on the wing on the left side. AC still in that zone. Here's Farmer at the top of the key. Bounce pass on the right wing. That's going to be Hamburger. Cross-court pass. There's a shot taken up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Conley Bostock. Adams Central can pull even with a three-point field goal. There's Bumgarner. Seems to be hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Morgan Nikla. That's going to be the second foul, and Nikla, team foul number 4 on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation, so Adams Central will play things in here on the near side. That's going to be Josie Bumgarner with the ball into Elise Keller behind the screen from Bostock. Keller gives the ball away now to Bradenkamp. Takes the ball just inside the free throw circle. The shot is up there and in. Morgan Bradenkamp scores. She's got 7 points. And it's 30-29 in favor of St. Cecilia. And now he double teamed, and St. Cecilia does not get a shot away. St. Cecilia does not get a shot away here to end the second quarter. So Adams Central with a lot of momentum to wrap up this first half of play. Here at the Patriots gym, they come storming back. They trailed by as many as 12 points there in the first half of play. And right now, Adams Central is within one of Hastings St. Cecilia here at the break. The score in halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 30, Adams Central 29. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball tonight on The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead here over Adams Central. The score is 30-29. Welcome into the Allen's halftime show, halftime superstore, after actually our halftime show brought to you by Allen's Superstore. How's that? Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. First quarter, St. Cecilia scores the first bucket of the ball game about a minute and 15 seconds in. They grab a 2-0 lead. Adams Central comes back to tie it up at 2 points apiece. St. Cecilia scores 5 straight points to lead 7-2 with 5:05 remaining in the first quarter. St. Cecilia got out to a 12-5 advantage in the first quarter before Adams Central comes back to pull within 2 points at 12-10. And from that point on, St. Cecilia scores 7 straight points to end the quarter. It was 19-10 at the end of one period here tonight in girls high school basketball. St. Cecilia opens up a 12-point lead in the second quarter at 27-15 with just around 5 minutes to play in the second period. But from that point on, Adams Central outscoring St. Cecilia 14-3. And right now the Patriots are trailing by just one at halftime. The score is 30-29. Adams Central went to a zone defense and caused the Hawkettes a little bit of trouble there in the second quarter to play. Did not attack the zone very well, and Adams Central rolls off a 14-3 scoring run. And they're within 1 point of the Hawkettes here at halftime. The score is 30-29. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show tonight on The Breeze. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue in 1 minute.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, girls basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Boys game is coming up right after this one here tonight at the Patriots gym. Good contest so far, 30-29. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Adams Central here tonight. We'll check the scoring this first half. First of all, for Hastings St. Cecilia, it's been all Claire Hamburger. She has got 18 out of the 30 points. Hamburger has knocked down 3 3-pointers. She's got 3 2-point field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Claire Hamburger, who averages 16 points per ball game on the season, is already over that here in the first half. She's got 18 points for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. Hamburger scored 21 in their ball game against Lincoln Lutheran on Saturday. Other scorers in the ball game, Sandra Farmer, she has got 3 field goals and 9 points. And the only other person who has scored so far for St. Cecilia has been Carly Wright. She has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So St. Cecilia, 4 out of 6 from the line here in the first half, and unofficially, they have 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central, they've got 6 turnovers through the first 2 quarters. The Patriots are hitting 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer so far has been Morgan Bradenkamp. Bradenkamp has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got 2 2-point field goals. She's got 7 points at halftime. Alexis Grimmett is actually leading the way for the Patriots. I see she's got 8 points in the ballgame. Grimmett's got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Alexis Grimmett with 8 points. Morgan Bradenkamp has got 7. They've got Josie Bumgardner scoring 5 points in the first half. Bumgardner's got 2 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Gangwish has knocked down a 3-pointer for only score in the ball game. And Brittany Wiseman, she's got a couple of 3-pointers. She has got 6 points here at halftime. Again, it's 30-29. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll come back and get more right after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
At halftime tonight, girls high school basketball, 30-29. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Adams Central here tonight. Coming up tomorrow here on The Breeze, we've got Nebraska men's basketball. The Huskers currently 10-1 at home this season. We'll take on the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Game time will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Pre-game show begins at 7:04. Here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Thursday night, we'll have women's college basketball for you as Nebraska will take on the Michigan Wolverines. That one goes at 6 o'clock with a pregame show at 5:45. Then on Friday night, here on the Breeze, we'll have USHL hockey. In fact, the Tri-City Storm going to be in action Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Storm will play at Indiana on Friday night beginning at 6:50. Then on Saturday, they'll play at Indiana again, beginning at 6:50. Then they'll have a Sunday afternoon matinee in Chicago, beginning at 2:45. So Nebraska basketball the next 2 nights here. The men tomorrow night, the women on Thursday. Then we'll have USHL hockey here on the Breeze Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. 30-29 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central in girls high school play. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adams Central going for the lead. A shot is up there by Carly Bostock. This will be no good. Rebounded here by Farmer. Running back the other way. Takes it all into the baseline. She's double-teamed. Now the ball ripped down there by LeMaster. Turnover number 9 on St. Cecilia. And now the Patriots can go out on top here. 30-29 is the score. There's a bounce pass down low. They get it to LeMaster. Her pass is deflected. The ball is intercepted here by Farmer. So back-to-back turnovers here. Here comes Farmer back the other way now for St. Cecilia. They get it to Hamburger on the wing. Hamburger jump pass comes on the near side to Carly Wright. Now inside it, Nicola. Nicola kicks it out. Farmer, top of the key, 3-pointer. Off of the mark, no good. Rebound Wright. Carly Wright grabs the rebound here for the Hawkeyes. Comes back out on top. That's going to be Morgan Nicola with the ball. Nicola working against Wiseman. Over to Hamburger. Driving the baseline now as Carly Wright's shot to be blocked down. Wright grabs her own ball back. Here's a bounce pass in the lane. Mishandled by Nicola. Picks it up. Goes to Farmer on the wing. Dribbles inside. 12-footer is up there and in. Sandra Farmer scores. She has now got 11 points in the ball game, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia, with 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 32, Adams Central 29.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
32-29, Hastings St. Cecilia hanging on here tonight against the Adams Central Patriots. AC has won 5 out of their last 7 ball games down the stretch here. Patriots giving the Hawkins everything they want here after falling behind by 12 points there in the second quarter. Here's Josie Bumgarner with the ball, free throw line extended left side, and now we got a timeout called here from Tim Barker as Bumgarner was trapped and could not get rid of the ball. And head coach Tim Barker calls a timeout to save the possession. Another timeout, 6:34 to play here in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 32, Adams Central 29.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Adams Central inbounding the ball here on the near side. Josie Bumgarner gets things in to Brittany Wiseman behind the screen. We're going to have an illegal screen out there. Kylie Bostock, an illegal screen out here between the circles, gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 1, calling the Patriots here in the second half of play. 32-29, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead as things start to fill up here at the Patriot Gym in anticipation of the boys' game coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight. There's Morgan Nicholas. Pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down by Adams Central. The 10th turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. You'll see Bumgarner with the ball. Bumgarner moves it back for the Patriots. Bumgarner at the free throw line, stops, comes out here now to Brittany Wiseman, dribbles the ball down the lane. The ball swatted away by Farmer and is picked up by Chanel. 8 turnovers now at Adams Central. There's a pass back the other way. It's going to be intercepted right back in the lane by Josie Bumgarner. That's the 11th turnover on St. Cecilia. 32-29, the Hawkins with a 3-point lead. Bumgarner dribbles into the free throw line, comes over to Wiseman. Wiseman, left side of the lane, dribbles with it, gets it into the hands now of Josie Bumgarner. Bombs away for 3, shot good. Josie Bumgarner nails a 3-ball. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have come back to tie the score. 32-32 with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Patriots gym. Sandra Farmer, entry pass to get it to Josie Prevett. Her pass down low is deflected. It's picked up by Wright. Now the ball's knocked loose again. It's picked up by Adams Central. 12 turnovers on the Hawkins. Here comes Adams Central now with the ball and a chance to pull ahead here in the third quarter. We're tied up at 32 points apiece. Bumgarner moves it on the wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles of Brittany Wiseman. She dribbles the ball against Farmer. Wiseman stops just inside the 3-point territory. Bounce pass to the far sideline. That's going to be Josie Bumgarner with the ball. He's working back inside. There's a shot up there. No good by Grimmett. Follow shot by Grimmett. No good. LeMaster had the rebound. She lost it. Now LeMaster picks it back up. Comes over here to Brittany Wiseman. A pass comes out on top. Adams Central still with a chance to pull ahead here. 4:46 to play. Driving down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgarner. And a rebound comes down here to Hamburger. Long pass down the floor to Farmer. Shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer scores. Farmer now with 13 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back out on top now by a score of 34-32. 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter from the Patriots gym. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Dribbles in the lane. Wiseman, rainbow pass goes down in the corner. Bumgarner for 3. Shot up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by Carly Wright. Wright gets the ball ahead. Now to Farmer. Hustles into the forecourt now. Farmer, bounce pass to Prevett. Right at the free throw line. Contact made. Foul called. Carly Bostock is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Carly Bostock, team foul number 2 on the Patriots. In the ball game now will be Keller. Also Gangwish coming in. Sarah Brown's going to come in. Here comes Hannah Fleischer into the ballgame now for head coach Tim Marker. 4:10 remaining here in the third quarter. 34-32, Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 2 points. Hamburger's got the ball. Out to Farmer. Back to Hamburger. Three-pointer put up there right down through the hole. Claire Hamburger nails a three ball. She's got 21 in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has scored 5 straight points. 37-32 now. Under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Patriots gym. High school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. Bumgarner with the ball inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Elise Keller. Keller dribbling the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass comes out here to Bumgarner. Takes it to the right side of the dribble and gives it away to Gangwish. Cross-court pass comes over here across the lane to Fleischer. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Her shot no good, but she's fouled into play by Carly Wright. Wright picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one in St. Cecilia. This will be a shooting situation as Hannah Fleischer goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Adams Central now 3 out of 5 on free throws tonight. Fleischer individually is hitting 60% of her foul shots so far this year. She is now 21 out of 36 in the foul line. Next shot is up there. It is good, so she hits 1 out of 2. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 4 points at 37-33. We got 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Bounce pass comes over here to Sheehy. Cross-court pass to Hamburger. Takes it down in the baseline against this Adams Central zone. Morgan Nicola. There's a nice pass down low to Wright. Her shot is up and in. Nicola gets the assist. Carly Wright gets the field goal. Morgan Nicola is so dangerous passing the ball. She is averaging 6 assists per ball game. Adams Central now trailing by 6 points, and here's a steal now. Farmer gets a steal as the Patriots bring the ball back in their offensive zone. That's 9 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game. 39-33. Adams Central trailing. There's a shot by Farmer up and in, a three-pointer. Sandra Farmer knocks down a three ball. She's got 16. Hamburger has got 21. And it's now a 42-33 advantage. St. Cecilia right now on a 10-1 run over Adams Central. Here's Keller with the ball on the near sideline, and we got a timeout called here from Tim Marker as Elise Keller was trapped right along the baseline right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Timeout, Adams Central, 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. During the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 42, Adams Central 33.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in quarter number three. It's now a 42-33 ball game. This game was tied up at 32 points apiece. The St. Cecilia going in a 10-1 run. And now they've got the advantage here at 42-33. Adams Central calling the timeout. They'll have to come the length of the floor now. There's Brittany Wiseman with us. She brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Morgan Bradenkamp. Bumgarner now. She's picked up there by Hamburger. Entry pass to get it inside to Grimmett, who kicks it back out. Three-pointer is put up there. It's no good by Bradenkamp. And a rebound comes down to Hamburger. Claire Hamburger runs her back the other way. Nice move to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger takes it right to the hole and scores. She's now got 23 in the ball game. And St. Cecilia is now out on top by a score of 44-33. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Now it's a Bumgarner behind the screen. Bumgarner here at the top of the key. Penetrates inside the free throw circle. A shot is up there. It's an air ball. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Morgan Nicola. Boy, after Adams Central tied up the ball game at 32, their last couple of possessions have not been very good. St. Cecilia out to an 11-point lead. Now there's Nicola driving down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good, and she draws a personal foul. Nicola will go to the free throw line now. The personal is going to be whistled on Bradenkamp. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Adams Central. So going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Nicola. She has not scored so far tonight. 71% free throw shooter on the season. She's 27 out of 38 from the foul line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. St. Cecilia in the first half, 4 out of 6 on free throws. Here comes Josie Prevett back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Carly Wright. Hawkins have built a 12-point lead again, 45-33. This match is the biggest lead of the ballgame. Next shot is up there by Nicholas around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Alexis Grimmett. So it's 45-33. Adams Central giving up a 13-1 run here in this third quarter. Here's Brittany Wiseman driving for the basket. Her shot's no good, and she'll be fouled in the play. It's going to go on Farmer. That's going to be her first. And we're going to have a shooting situation here as Brittany Wiseman will go to the free throw line. 45-33. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Patriots at the charity stripe here. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good by Wiseman. That's going to be her first free throw of the day. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the first half. Now 45-34. This game was tied at 32 points apiece with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the third period. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brittany Wiseman. 45-35 now. The Hawkins out on top by 10 points, and St. Cecilia's got the ball. Farmer against the zone. Bounce pass goes over to Hamburger. Back out to Farmer. And her NBA three-pointers put up there and in. Chandra Farmer nails another three ball. She's got 19 in the ball game. Claire Hamburger has got 23. It's now a 48-35 ball game. Now the Patriots losing control of the ball. It's brought out of there by Josie Prevett. She's hit from behind and a foul called. A foul here will go in backcourt on Adams Central. It's going to be on Alexis Grimmett. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Here comes Elise Keller back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Morgan Bradenkamp. 48-35, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 13 points. We're approaching the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. Adams Central is in a 2-1-2 zone defense. They'll extend it out near the 10-second line now. St. Cecilia was just standing there with the ball. Farmer has got it now right in the middle of the floor, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Goes over to Hamburger. St. Cecilia may elect to go for the final shot here. It appears they're going to spread the floor. It's Farmer out here inside the center circle now. Is dribbling with the ball. Coming out on her and pick her up is going to be Keller. Down the switch, Farmer has got Brittany Wiseman. They get it back to the center of the floor. Now to Sheehy. Down to Hamburger. They just play catch with it here. Between those three out here in three-point territory near the 10-second line. Farmer gets away. Bounce pass comes over here to Sheehy. Back to Farmer. We're down to 20 seconds to play. 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Hawkins are out on top by a score of 48-35. Chandra Farmer just dribbles with the ball across the 10-second line. Farmer bounce pass comes over to Sheehy. 8 seconds. Sheehy sends it down in the corner. The Farmer passes the ball into Josie Prevett. She nearly lost it out of bounds. Josie's shot is going to be up there no good. And then at the end of the third quarter of play, Farmer on an acrobatic move over here right in front of the hockey bunch. Nearly had that ball go out of bounds, but she saves it right to Josie Prevett, who took that final shot. That would not go, and that's the end of quarter number three. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 48, Adams Central 35.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Trash your dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here in girls high school basketball, 48-35. St. Cecilia closed the third quarter on a 13-1 run. Actually, a 13-3 run, as that game was tied up at 32 points apiece. About 5.5 minutes to play. And St. Cecilia with the advantage now at 48-35. Now we have a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Meredith LeMaster of Adams Central. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It spins out of there. No good. But her hamburger misses on the free throw. She's now 3 out of 5. Here comes the next shot by Hamburger. It is good. So Hamburger hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So a 13-3 run officially by the Hawkins there at the end of quarter number 3 has got him a lead here. It's now 49-35. Adams Central working the ball in their offensive zone. Bostocker, short-range jumper is up there. No good. Offensive rebound, LeMaster. LeMaster has got it now to Bumgarner. Bumgarner now to Alexis Grimmett. Comes out between the circles. Driving with the ball is Wiseman down the right side of the lane. She stops there. Wiseman in trouble. Brittany looking. Comes out on top now. With the basketball there is going to be LeMaster. LeMaster now to Wiseman around the screen. Dribbles it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Brittany Wiseman takes the ball in the hole and scores there for Adams Central. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be called on Josie Prevent of St. Cecilia. Prevent picks up her first personal foul. Wiseman to the free throw line. She's a 55% foul shooter in the season. 2 out of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central hanging around here in the fourth quarter. It's now 49-38. Adams Central trailing by 11. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Patriots stay with that zone defense. There's a shot in the lane by Nicklett. It's going to be no good. The ball is saved by Prevett, but right into the hands here of Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman brings it back with a waist-high dribble with the right hand. Brings it into the offensive zone here. Moves it on the dribble to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to LeMaster, and she's fouled in the play. Some contact made in there and a personal foul called on St. Cecilia's Josie Prevett. That's going to be her second foul. Two fouls on Prevett. Non-shooting situation. It's only the fourth team foul on the Hawkettes. Adams Central inbounds the ball. They get it in there to Carly Bostock, who throws it back out to Wiseman. Has problems with the ball now. They'll get it into the hands of Meredith LeMaster on the wing. LeMaster uses up the dribble and comes out here to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman works against Farmer. Dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle. Now Wiseman has to get rid of it. She picks her up and comes out here to Bostock. Long pass down low is intercepted. Trying to get it down to Alexis Grimmett, and the ball is intercepted there. Here come the Hawkettes with the ball. They've got the lead 49-38 here at the Patriot Gym. Hamburger down at the baseline. She drives, contact made, foul called. A personal will be whistled on Alexis Grimmett. That's going to be her third foul in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball down here, baseline right side. Elise Keller comes into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Meredith LeMaster. This game was tied at 32 points apiece in the third quarter. Shot is up and in. Morgan Nicholas scores out from the inbound. A little five-footer from just the left of the basket. Now St. Cecilia's got a 13-point lead again at 51-38. 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. There's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Goes out to Grimmett. Now on the wing. Elise Keller has got it. Elise dribbling with it. Comes out between the circles to Carly Bostock. Bostock has to get rid of it. Now she does. Bumgarner's got it on the right wing. Bumgarner dribbling with the ball. Now to Bostock. Carly Bostock. Entry pass to get it to Keller. Keller drives the ball down the lane. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. And Keller tries to save it. It goes out of bounds again. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So the Patriots did a great job getting back into the ball game and tying the score at 32. But since then, boy, they went flat. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bumgarner of Adams Central. That's the 13th turnover now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. Bumgarner has her dribble tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Elise Keller. Elise brings it back into the offensive zone. There's a ball that's going to be tipped away again by Carly Wright. Bumgarner picks it back up. Now to Bostock down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Sandra Farmer. Farmer has got the ball. Bostock could have got that one, but she had her back to the basket. Bounce pass comes inside to Prevett. Now on the wing. Hamburger has got the ball. Where Hamburger looks. Comes out to Farmer now. Top of the circle. Bounce pass goes over to Nicola on the far side. Morgan Nicola takes it down low. The right shot's going to be up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Grimmett. That's going to be her fourth. Four fouls on Grimmett going to the free throw line. It's going to be Carly Wright. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wright is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Connie Catholic is leading Centura in girls high school basketball. The score is 37-16. at halftime. Kearney Catholic 37, Centura 16. That at halftime in girls play. Valley Wright's second shot is up there and in. Wright has now got 6 points in the ball game. Is now a 53-38 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. There's Flasher with the ball. Takes off down to Lehner. Shot is empty up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Josie Prevent. Her pass ahead is going to be off of the fingertips of Carly Wright. Out of bounds and a turnover on St. Cecilia. 14 turnovers now in the Hawkettes in the ball game. Mackenzie Gangwish comes into the ball game for the Adams Central Patriots. Going out is going to be Wiseman. We're down to 4:27 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading Adams Central by a score of 53-38. Elise Keller with the ball now for Adams Central. Gets it in the hands of Josie Baumgartner. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Baumgartner splits a couple of defenders, takes the ball in the lane. Her shot is up there from 10, no good. She saves it. Mackenzie Gangwish has got the ball now. Gangwish out to the top of the key. That's Keller. Drives it down the lane. Her shot's to be blocked down. That's picked up here by Josie Prevent. Prevent gets it in the hands of Carly Wright. Here come the Hawkettes. Carly Wright with the ball. Gets it to Sheehy. Down on the wing on the left side, the Hamburger. Cross-court pass comes to Farmer. Her shot for three is up there. Dances around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Gangwish of Adams Central. Mackenzie Gangwish runs her back the other way. Gangwish drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal, and she's going to be fouled into play. Mackenzie Gangwish will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. She was hacked to the arm. And the personal is going to be called here on Josie Prevent. That's going to be her third. So Gangwish goes to the free throw line. So far tonight, Gangwish has hit a three-pointer for 3 points for only score in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gangwish just a 36% foul shooter on the season. Morgan Nicola comes back in. Here comes Monty Schwenka into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And also Melanie O'Callaghan, head coach Don Kyle. 53-38, Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Next shot by Gangwish is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. So Gangwish misses a pair of free throws. Still a 15-point lead here for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Will Sheehy with the ball high left side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Schwenka. Between the circles now to Hamburger. The Nicola at the free throw line. Her pass is deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Grimmett. That's going to be 15 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. They average 13 on the season. Baumgartner's got the ball. Now to Gangwish for three. Her shot's going to be an air ball. No good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. But then it goes ricocheting off of the black of the backboard here. Morgan Bradenkamp couldn't grab the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball down here in backcourt. St. Cecilia looking to improve to 17-3 after this one tonight. They've got the advantage with 15-point lead at 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Waiting for Fleischer to tie up a sneaker. Now she's ready to go. St. Cecilia's got the ball coming back the other way. This is Maddie Schwenka with the ball. On the wing, Claire Hamburger, cross-court pass. Comes over to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound is brought down here by Bradenkamp. Bradenkamp gets it down in the hands of Josie Baumgartner, who runs her back the other way. Baumgartner lobs it inside, grabbing the ball. Bostocker shot is up and in. Charlie Bostock scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points, and it's now 53-40. Hawkins with a lead. Here's Schwenka with the ball. Goes over to Hamburger. Cross-court pass is out of bounds. Sheehy was cutting toward the basket. Hamburger threw it behind her. Goes out of bounds. That's 16 turnovers on St. Cecilia. And we have got a timeout now. 2:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's St. Cecilia 53, Adams Central 40.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Two minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central on a score of 53-40. Hawkins led 19-10 after the first quarter. Adams Central closed the gap down to 1, 30-29 at halftime. Actually had the game tied up at 32 points apiece in the third quarter. With about 5 minutes to go. Then St. Cecilia ends the quarter on a 13-3 run. And they've taken control of the ball game now here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-40. There's Gangwish from the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose on the weak side. It's picked up by Bradenkamp, but her pass right into the hands of Farmer. Well, you see, he had the offensive rebound, but Bradenkamp turns it away. Farmer has got the ball down for the Hawkettes. Bounce pass goes over to Schwenke. Double team in the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. That's Nikola. Out on top now to Farmer. Shot for three is good. Farmer nails a three ball from the top of the circle. She's now got 22 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Hamburger is leading the way with 24. 56-40. There's a long range three. It's put up there no good by Bumgarter. And the rebound comes down here to Farmer. So now Farmer has got the ball, trots it across the midcourt stripe. 1:53 to play here in quarter number four. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 56-40. Maddie Schwenke has got it out to Farmer. Farmer picked up by Gangwish. Chanel Farmer, bounce pass comes over here to Sheehy. She holds the ball, one and done, as she sends it down in the corner. Nikola, cross-court pass is deflected out of bounds there by Josie Bumgarter. And the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Wiseman. Also coming in will be Grimmett. Coming out will be Gangwish, and also coming out will be Hannah Fleischer. And now we've got a timeout here from Adams Central. The Patriots call a timeout. 1 minute and 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 56, Adams Central 40.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, 94.5, and also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com with the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. St. Cecilia using a 13-3 scoring spurt right at the end of the third quarter to get him a double-digit advantage going into this fourth and final quarter. And St. Cecilia is building that lead here in the fourth. It's now 56-40. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins will play Sutton on Thursday night before they enter their sub-district tournament next week. Adams Central has got Ravenna coming up on Thursday before they play in their sub-district tournament beginning next Tuesday. 58-40 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. St. Cecilia has got the ball in their offensive end. Here's Chanel Farmer, who's had another good ball game tonight with 22. Now she drives to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer scores again. She's got 24 in the ball game, and now the Hawkettes comfortably ahead by 18. Here's Bumgarter driving back the other way, runs in to Schwenke, and Schwenke gets in with a personal foul. Addie Schwenke picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. And let's see, they're going to award some free throws here, going to the free throw line. For Adams Central, his shot is up there and in. That's Josie Bumgarter. Bumgarter now with 9 points in the ball game. She'll get one more. St. Cecilia is sending in Lucy Skoke now into the ball game. Melody O'Callaghan comes into the ball game as well. 58-41. Next shot by Bumgarter is up there and in. Josie Bumgarter now with 10. 58-42 with a minute and 12 seconds to play here in this one. Down the near sideline. Now the ball is going to be jerked away. We got a jump ball called. Bringing the ball back for the Hawkettes was Brittany Magners, and she is tied up in the play right here at the 10-second line. 17 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a long-range jumper by Bumgarter. It's air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Lucy Skoke with a rebound. Gets it away now to Magners. Reagan Ash with the ball on the far sideline now. Has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Adams Central going to send in Gangwish. McKenzie comes back in there. Hannah Fleischer comes back in the ball game. Elise Keller comes back in. There's a Stasha May coming out there. First time we've seen her in a while. Stasha's been one of those injured players that have been in and out of the lineup all season long. Under a minute to play in this one. St. Cecilia's going to win it. The Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 58-42. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive end. Melody O'Callaghan has her tipped out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. This will be the eighth straight win for St. Cecilia after that rugged part of their schedule, and they dropped three games in a row to Northwest, Minden, and to Kearney Catholic. 58-42. There's an entry pass to get it inside. Now they dump it down low to Skoker. Sounds up there and in. Lucy Skoke scoring on a two-pointer from just the left of the basket. It's now 60-42. Adams Central down by 18 points here in this one. AC with the ball. Here's Flasher on the wing. Comes out here. Now to Gangwish down in the corner. That's a shot put up there and in by Keller. Elise Keller scores for the Adams Central Patriots. It's now 60-44. 2 seconds, 1 second. And that's going to be all she wrote. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team picks up the win tonight over Adams Central by 16. Final score is 60-44. This is a 30-29 ball game at halftime. We were tied up at 32 points apiece with about 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter, but St. Cecilia takes control of the ball game by outscoring Adams Central 13-3 at the end of the period. They led 48-35 going into the fourth quarter, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 60-44 over the Adams Central Patriots tonight. The Hawkins are now 17-3 on the season. Adams Central, they fall to 9 wins and 13 losses. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight in girls high school basketball. The final score is 60-44. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. You can call them at the Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin for the great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play. So a scoring update for you in between ball games here tonight as the boys game is coming up here shortly on the Breeze. Hastings St. Cecilia led by Claire Hamburger and Chandra Farmer in the ball game tonight, each scoring 24 points. Claire Hamburger, she had 4 threes and she had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Hamburger scores 24 in the ball game. Chandra Farmer, she had 24 points as well. Farmer had 6 3-pointers and she had 3 2-point field goals as she scores 24 in this contest. Carly Wright, she had 6 points. Wright had a couple of field goals and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She scores 6 points. Morgan Nicola held just 3 points tonight and a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lucy Skoke got into the ball game and hit a field goal for 2 points there late in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 7 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 17 turnovers in the basketball game. The Adams Central Patriots, they were led tonight by Brittany Wiseman as she scores 11 points here in the ballgame. Wiseman had 2 field goals and a 2-point field goal. And she was also 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Brittany Wiseman, she scores 11 points. Josie Bumgardner, she had 10 points tonight. Bumgardner knocked down a 3. And she had 2 2-point field goals. And she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Other scores for Adams Central. We see Alexis Grimmett, she had 8 points all in the first half. Grimmett had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Morgan Bradenkamp, she had 7 points tonight, all in the first half. Bradenkamp had a 3, and she had a couple of 2-point field goals for her 7. The other scorers for the Patriots, Mackenzie Gangwish, she had a 3-pointer, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Tommy Bostock had a field goal for 2. Hannah Fleischer was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. And Elise Keller got into the ballgame tonight, hit a field goal and 2 points. Adams Central was 9 out of 13 from the free throw line in this ballgame tonight, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team picks up a win over Adams Central tonight in girls play. Final score of 60 to 44. The Hawkins are now 17-3 on the season. They'll get ready for the Sutton Phillies coming up on Thursday night. Adams Central, they dropped to 9 wins and 13 losses. The Patriots will close out their regular season on Thursday night against the Blue Jays of Ravenna. In the final score, it was St. Cecilia beating Adams Central tonight by a score of 60 to 44 there at the Patriot Gym. We'll take a 90-second timeout. When we come back, we'll take a peek at tonight's boys basketball game between the Patriots and the Blue Hawks as we continue in high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.